This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, March 31st, Easter Sunday of 2024, 4:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 784.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for...
Insert date here.
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2024?
Is it really?
Think about that for a moment. And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, señores and señoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
What's going on, my man?
Just sitting here, it just passed through my mind. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to make an appointment for a haircut. And I hate making appointments for haircuts. I hate it with a passion. I like to be able to just get up and go, you know what? I'm feeling like a haircut today. I'm going to go. And just going.
Yeah.
Went to a place yesterday. Yeah, I went to a place yesterday that we were out anyway, and I was kind of like, you know what? You know, let's check here and see if they got any openings. Thinking, now what the hell, I'll get a, not a cut, but a trim. Just get the dead ends trimmed and shit. And I'll get my beard done. Because I looked the place up, and they do beard shaping and trimming and shit. And I was like, cool, I'll get my beard done, get my hair trimmed, and get it out of the way. And maybe, you know, come back to revisit the situation next year about this time.
Which is
what I usually do, make about a year between hair appointments. And, yeah, we stopped by there yesterday, walked in, said, yeah, do you have any availability for walk-ins right now? Well, let me check the book. It's apparently it's run out of some posh women's spa or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they checked, and they were like, you know, the closest first open time we have is 1:30, which was like 40 minutes away. And I was like, nope, thanks anyway. I turned around and leave, and Barb was standing there, and she was like, we can wait 40 minutes. No big deal. We can wait. I'm like, nope, done. Let's go. Got in the car. She was like, you're not going to get anything done. I'm like, nah, maybe next year. Yeah, maybe next year. I'll treat myself to a whole hair thing, you know. But nah, I'm not going to worry about it this year. I've given it my yearly try, you know. I went through, I went through most of 22, I think all of 22 and 23. Without dealing with a hair appointment. Yeah, the last time was, I did it last year and back in 2020. I let somebody trim my hair. But, I just don't see any point. It's not like anybody sees me. What the fuck? Who cares?
Your wife sees you.
Well, she sees me, but, you know, she doesn't like the long hair anyway. She's always hated long hair on me. When we got married, it was probably a little bit longer than it is now. Because I had a nice, thick mane of hair going down the back of my neck. And I used to wear a giant ponytail constantly. And my hair was curly as a fucking pig's tail. So it basically pulled up when it dried like a perm. It looked like a perm.
It was a mullet.
But
you had a mullet.
What?
Had a mullet.
It was not a mullet.
Yeah, it was.
It was not a mullet.
I see the profile picture you've got right there on Skype, and it's a mullet.
Wait, where's the... Oh, no. What have I got on Skype? Oh, no. What the fuck have I got there?
Mullet?
Oh, that's a huge mullet.
Yeah. Terry looked over inside and said, ooh, that's a huge mullet.
Damn, Terry. Thanks. Damn. All right. That might be a mullet. That might be...
Ain't no might.
It might be. I wouldn't call that a true mullet.
They don't mind.
The hair's long on top, too.
Unless you got like a pompadour going on up top.
Yeah, yeah, it was a big pompadour.
It's still, you know, longer in the back.
Yeah, it's definitely longer in the back, yeah. Okay, maybe it's kind of a mullet, maybe.
Yeah, it'll kind of, it is.
I did not realize that picture was showing on my Skype. That picture is from 1994. That was a picture from 30 years ago. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Way to go, man.
Jesus Christ, I got to get that picture off there. Holy fuck. Well, thankfully, the only person I really use Skype with is you.
Yeah, true.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, that's fucked. Yeah, so I might. I really do want to get my beard trimmed, though. I got this big, thick, bushy thing, and I want it to be a real Santa Claus-looking motherfucker so I can confuse the little toddlers even more at the gym, you know, at Sydney's gym place. Because
yeah.
I think I had mentioned to you, I've had two or three kids point to me and look at their parents and go, Santa? And I'm like, no, sorry, not even close, kid. I am the antithesis of Santa. I am everything he is not. But I do want to get that shaped and make it look better and not so not so lumberjacky, huge, sticking out everywhere. I made a mistake yesterday, trying an experiment. Put some. You ever heard of beard butter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to put some beard butter in it so I'd have some control over it. I might as well put wax on my face.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff's
no, like, I've had some beard butter.
Have you?
I think it's what I had.
Ugh. I can't do it.
Mine gets a little bit, gets longer, even though I try to keep mine pretty close.
Right.
What's this shit called? It's from Everyman Jack Beard Butter.
Okay, don't know that one.
Yeah. It's kind of creamy. It's not like, you know, pomade or like that. It doesn't really get all waxy or thick. It just kind of, you know, shines it up a little bit.
Yeah, this stuff was from my...
Keeps it more calm.
I think this came from, I think it's called Live Bearded.
Yeah.
You know, not ripping
is
on...
Is it Live or Live Bearded?
I think it's... Oh, Live Bearded. Shut up. All right, Live Bearded. Shit. Fuck. Oh, shut up. Ah. Damn it. So, yeah, it's not to slam on them because they seem really nice. It was just too waxy for me. I know. Sometimes I get lost. I just, all right.
Oh, it shouldn't even crack me up as much as it is, but it is. Maybe it's because I know how much of a word Nazi you are.
I know. Yes, you are correct. Oh, my God.
Man.
Damn it. It was just a temporary slip of...
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it's spelled the same.
Yeah, that is true. It is.
Yeah.
That could be confusing for somebody like me.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, so... my world, see, I don't have. I make appointments for my haircuts. I almost have to anymore.
Really?
I finally found a place that cuts it and cuts it well.
Yeah.
And a girl I like, and so there's an app called Booksy, and I just think, okay, what she got open? And I just look through there and go, boop, it's booked.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That would be a little nicer to be able to book it online. I don't know.
See, I've got the app on my phone. So I, just, you know, whenever I'm like, okay. And some days it'd be like, I'd like to get my hair cut this afternoon. I wonder if she's got anything open.
Right.
And sometimes they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it might be like, you know, like today. I'm like, I want to get a haircut tomorrow. I wonder if she has anything open.
Right.
And I can pull it up. See, Bill, okay. I'll go ahead and book it and get it done tomorrow.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, the girl.
It's like I'm going to get my taxes done tomorrow, so.
Ooh, tax time.
Yep.
I guess it is almost April. Shit, that's tomorrow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. God, this year's speeding by. Jesus. I assume Barb's.
Yes and no.
No? No?
Some ways it is, some ways it's not.
Yeah, I could see that. For me, it kind of speeds by because every day is literally exactly the same as the previous day, except for weekends when I get up at 6:30 or 7 in the morning instead of 2 to 3 in the afternoon. So that's the only real difference.
Yeah.
But boy, I pay for that shit, though. Man. This week, I was telling you earlier, I was over at Sydney's all day yesterday doing egg hunt with her and playing with her. And I sat on that couch. I got up a few times, but I sat on that couch for so long that when it was time for us to leave, I was like, I am physically wrecked because I've been sitting for way too long. And I didn't realize it, but I timed everything badly. Didn't have my breather with me, the once nightly one that I use, and that was ripping me up. And you know, it was late considering, quote unquote, kind of late. You know, 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the time I got home, I was like, you know what? I want to get up early in the morning, but I have a feeling I'm going to sleep straight through, and I fucking did.
Yeah.
Barb eventually, I think Barb waited for me to get up, and then eventually she just gave up, and she ended up leaving, according to my watch, around 11 o'clock this morning to go run errands and shit. Matter of fact, I bet she said something about the office, and it's end of month, so I'm betting she ended up going into work for a while. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
Got me curious. Well, let's see.
So, let's see. I bought a new grill this week.
Nice.
As my other one was just giving me fits, and I was getting tired of having fits with it, so.
Okay. Is it a Weber?
Bought a new one. No. It is a Rectech.
Rectech, okay. I've never heard
of it. A friend of mine turned me on to it not too long ago. And it's about the size of a Weber kettle grill.
Okay.
But the hopper and everything else for the pellets is on the side there. It's got a stand.
Yeah.
And it's chrome, and I can do smoking with it. I can do grilling with it, and it uses pellets. So.
Okay.
And it has an app. It's Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled.
That kills me.
Yep.
Wi-Fi enabled.
Like if I want to, you know, do some smoking on it. And then go somewhere. I can pull my phone, check out how my food is doing.
That's hilarious.
Yep. I'm doing some chicken on it tonight.
Jesus.
And I'll use the meat probe, and I'll see if the meat probe actually shows up on the phone, on the thing, too.
Ah, okay.
So I can see how well my meat's doing.
I'd love to know what those things are made of. The actual the temperature measuring sticks. The stick you stick in there and hook to whatever.
Yeah.
I've always wondered what those are made of because, like our air fryer, you stick it in the middle of the steak and you leave it there the entire time it's cooking.
Yeah.
And it's got, if I remember correctly, it's got a hard plastic outer shell.
Mine's metal.
Yours is all metal. Okay.
Yep.
I'll have to look at this one. I'll have to look at it.
I'm
pretty sure it would look like plastic. But I was like assuming, I was like, well, it must be silicon, I guess, because, you know, certain types of silicon won't melt and all that shit. Huh, I wonder.
Huh.
Kind of got me curious now. Damn.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask Barb later. She knows the answers to that kind of stuff. I have no idea.
Send a picture to the group.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that's funny. Happy Esther. Rocky, I hadn't seen that one yet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And here comes picture of the grill in 3, 2. Boop.
Does it look like a big old pill?
No.
What's a barrel? Well, then I don't know what a barrel grill is.
It's not a barrel. It's like a Weber, like a kettle smoker.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty funky looking. Like a smokestack. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like the old Weber grill that you used to have, you know, sitting in the yard where you lifted the thing and there's the charcoal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got the lid there, pops it up, and looks like, you know, that. So
that's pretty funky.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a big little setup. Shit.
Yeah, Callum, I'll send you a picture, too. I know you're always interested in whatever the fuck I'm doing. Huh. Even though I've got to work on his fucking yard tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Man.
I see the
clay.
Brown. I see the brown patches.
Yeah.
In that picture, I can see. Yeah, well, I can
it's
see
clay.
The background.
It's clay. And for whatever reason, I've got some stuff that's not wanting to grow right now, so I'm going to do a bunch of work to it.
Yeah. I was just reading a big article a couple days ago talking about people who set up, what do they call them? Pollinator yards, where they'll let their yard basically go back to nature. They don't cut it. They plant things that, you know, that naturally don't get above a certain height, and they're great pollination areas for bees and all this stuff. And one of the things it talked about was,
obviously, they don't live in an area with an HOA.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. And that was mentioned. That was mentioned. Of how hard it can
be. You look like shitty neighbors.
Yep.
No, I have a pollination yard.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not lazy. I've got a pollination yard.
And I would love to do something like that. I would love that. But it was also talking about the fact that if you're not into that, you know, but you still want low maintenance mowing, they were suggesting a yard of clover, which about a quarter to a half of my front yard is clover, as a matter of fact. And I made a comment to Barb. I said, I'd like to find a way to kill off the grass out there and have it be nothing but 100% clover. I would love to have a yard of just clover.
Okay.
But, I just think I would like to, the older we get, the less I like the thought of Barb getting out there and mowing. And she won't let me hire somebody to do it weekly or every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've tried to do that several times over the past 10 years. And, she will not consider it. I'm like, $25 a week, man. You hire one of these little services. They'll come out. We got a postage stamp lawn anyway. Decent sized backyard, but not big.
Yeah.
Tiny front yard. You know, it doesn't take,
I mean,
less than
my neighbor's
than half
like,
an hour.
What, 68.
Yeah.
He mows his yard. He and I are like in comp. We're both kind of trying to figure out where these spots are coming from right now. He's having some of the same problems I am.
Right.
Some of it's called Maggie.
But
I get out there tomorrow and figure out what the fuck to do with it. We were actually talking. I'm going to call them tomorrow about expanding the concrete patio.
Oh, okay.
Out there.
Cool.
And surrounding the palm tree and going out a little bit further, which covers up a good portion of it, and then going over the other side and extending that out by like 10 feet.
Okay.
So we'll see. I don't know how much that'll cost. But.
Nice. Yeah, I'm all for stone backyards.
Oh, no, Terry would do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Fucking solid.
Put down the rock.
Yeah, solid pavement, put down rock. Yeah. Build little rock gardens, man. I was a huge, and so was my mom. I was a huge fan when I was a kid of rock gardens, you know. You couldn't play in it, but it looked really good. It was low maintenance, you know.
Yep.
There was no mowing.
That's what I had when I had my condo in Louisville. It was rock back there.
Yeah.
Pea gravel with stones in it and little, you know, rock beds. And
right.
It was replanted shit.
Nice.
But not here.
Yeah. Somebody was telling me that's the way it is out in
Arizona, places like that. Yeah,
yeah, Colorado and Arizona. Yeah,
yeah.
Where they basically
in the desert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've all got rock gardens and little to no grass. Which, hey, again, I love it. You know, I'm all for that shit. I would love to find a way to make Barb quit needing to mow that yard. Anybody that's listening is going, "What do you mean she mows the lawn? What about you?" I have mowed two lawns in my entire life. When I was a teenager, I tried to do it to make money. I did it once.
That was too much work?
Yes, and never did it again. Now, the reason I will qualify that statement with the fact that, A, the person's house was on a hill, B, and you're going to love this, I guess I was about 12 or 13, B, my mother would not let me use a mower. So I had a manual push mower.
Oh, yeah, those suck.
Oh, my God.
I have one of those.
Yeah, with the rotating blade.
The blades, yep.
Fuck, yeah. That's the only way she would let me do it. And like you said, after one lawn, I was like, and I'm not doing this ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other time was when we moved into this house, I said, here's a gimme. And I did the lawn. I mowed the lawn the first time it was mowed here. And I never did it again. And the reason
That was it.
Yeah. And the reason I never did it again is not because I wanted to make Barb do it. It's because Barb always said for years she enjoyed doing it. She likes to go out in the yard and mow the grass and do the whole outside and commune with nature thing, which personally, I kind of bet that over the years and the older she's gotten, I'm betting she enjoys that less and less.
No, I don't know. I still enjoy it.
Really?
You know, I mean, I don't mind mowing the yard. It's when I have problems with the yard that I fucking hate it.
Right. Yes, yeah,
like I do right now.
I can't imagine somebody actually wanting to mow a lawn. It's like, no, why would you want to do that?
No, there's only a handful of things I do that actually takes, I don't think about anything else while I'm doing it.
Right.
And that's one of them.
That's one of them, okay.
You know, I'm just into mowing the yard.
Right.
I'm not thinking about anything. I'm not thinking about work, not thinking about this, that, the other. I completely lose track of time.
Okay.
So, I can completely see that.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't get, I don't know, I can't get into some things that much, but definitely not mowing a lot.
Yeah. The other one is golf.
Yeah, now see, I always enjoyed golf, and that was one of the things I enjoyed about it, is that it's a very quiet, calming kind of, you don't think about anything but the ball in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, and other concerns don't really come into your head. Matter of fact, that was one I used to back in the 90s. There was a couple of 2 or 3 year period where I was involved with the salespeople to a degree, and they would end up dragging me into going out and playing occasionally, playing golf. And that was the one I hated, to mix work and golf. But the only time I really wasn't just totally relaxed and into the ball was where they'd call me. It was the early days of cell phones, and they'd call me in the middle of a course with a problem. And it was like, you just shattered my concentration. You shattered my zen. You shattered everything. You fuck. What do you want? Yeah. Used to hate that. Because like you say, you know, that's something you get into and you just move with.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I really miss about golf.
It's like going out and hitting balls.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Always big fan of just hitting a bucket of balls also. Always a big fan. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
If I take off work tomorrow to work on the yard, I'll probably at least at some point go hit balls.
There you go.
Yep.
Let's see. Has box office come out?
Yeah, I took it. I took a lesson the other day. Just a kind of refresher. I took one last August. Taking another one now. And that's what I can work on. And everything I learned last August, I forgot.
Oh, no. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So I will not wait as long between lessons.
Right. Yeah. Jesus. That would definitely suck.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, God.
So, all right. Yes, we had did you finish watching Dick Turpin yet?
Yes, I finished Dick Turpin.
That was fun. That was a fun series.
It was an awesome series and an awesome last episode.
Yeah.
It was a good last episode. Felt a little rushed. Felt just a little rushed, or a little bit too much stuff packed into 1.5 hour, I guess. Yeah. I'd say that more than I'd say a little rushed. Too much stuff packed into that last half hour. But nonetheless, did not take away from the fact that I enjoyed that episode a lot. Yeah, I hope we get more. Please let us get more. Even
like I said, I don't know who they're doing it in partnership with. It's in partnership with BBC.
Right. Good question. Let's see. I wonder if there's an answer.
I mean, it's not really. I'm sure it's not, but I'm sure they have Sky or somebody over there in Great Britain showing it.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I wonder how long before Britain does get to see it, because I'm sure I'd bet money that Callum will really like this series.
Well, they have Apple Plus over there, don't they?
Well, that's true. That's true. They do have Apple Plus overseas. Didn't even think about that. Yep, you are absolutely right. Let's see. Country of origin, United Kingdom. Production company, Big Talk Productions. Big Talk Productions. Let's see. They did Baby Driver, Scott Pilgrim, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, Grindhouse. Or they were at least involved in all these affairs.
Yeah.
World's End, Paul, all the Edgar Wright stuff.
Brothers Edgar Wright or Simon Pegg involved in it?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Doesn't say. Just it's just a link to, or not a link to, it's a listing of productions they've been involved in. And a lot of it is some really, really good stuff. Company info for Big Talk, yeah. Huh.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I see
maybe
no
you get
mention.
Season 2 or not. It's set up to have a season 2.
Yeah, it's set up for it, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But.
Yeah, I hope they do it. But, you know, on the other hand, if it does end up being a 1-6-episode series, I'll be totally satisfied. Because it did. It had a great beginning, middle, and end. It told a specific story and really doesn't really need to go any further.
Yeah.
You get what's going to happen in the future at the end of the episode. You get basically a direct reference to, you know, this is what we're going to do. I hope Noel Fielding gets some more shit, though, where we can watch
it. Yeah, he is so good.
He is. He is so funny. By the way, anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, the completely made-up adventures of Dick Turpin, like Charlie said, it's on Apple Plus TV, 6 episodes, excuse me, and completely worth, less than 3 hours, 2.5 hours, that you would invest in it by watching the series. 2.5 hours. Come on. I've seen bad movies, you know, longer than that. This is good. Y'all enjoy it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this guy's, the header on this guy's review. 2 eps in so far. More, please. Daft is a brush comedy based on the same historical character as Richard O'Sullivan's series 40 years ago. Is this the second Dick Turpin series? Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Was there one many, many years ago? Whoops. Turpin. Dick Turpin, 1979. Richard O'Sullivan, Michael Deeks, Christopher Benjamin. Famed 18th century English highwayman, Dick Turpin eludes authorities while romancing a farmer's daughter, though his days robbing coaches under the alias John Palmer may be numbered. Okay, it was a movie. It was a TV series from 79 to 82.
What?
And yes, it was about Dick Turpin. Mary Crosby played a character in it, as in Bing's daughter, the brunette one who used to do all kinds of shit in the 70s and 80s. Christopher Benjamin doesn't look familiar. Richard Sullivan sounds familiar. Born in 44. No, I don't recognize him. Okay, now I have to find this series. I've got to find this series.
Is it a comedy series?
It doesn't look like a comedy, no.
Okay.
No, it does not look like a comedy. Trying to see if there's any indication of action, adventure, biography. Oh, I'm sorry. Comedy and history.
Yeah.
Okay. Possessed of a decided Robin Hood complex, he spent much of his time meddling in other people's troubles. Okay. His perpetual villainy His perpetual enemy was villainous Sir John Glutton. Now, what'd you say?
Okay. What was the name of this series?
Dick Turpin. It's just called Dick Turpin. Shit, not going to find it. Let's go to the site. The site. Dick Turpin. Whoops, spelled Dick wrong. I spelled Dick wrong, but let's see. There we go. Dick Turpin. There's the completely made-up adventures. Boy, boy, aren't there. Oh, there it is. 1979, season one, season two, season three. Okay, I will be getting those later to just at least to check them out and see what it's all about. I'll be damned. You learn something new every fucking day. Good.
It was what, 1979?
1979. Yeah.
Who's Richard O'Sullivan? Why does the name sound familiar?
I don't know. You know, that time period, I would think he'd be somebody we'd know, but...
You would think.
Yeah, I don't recognize him at all. There was a picture... Wait a minute. Was I looking at the... Hold on. Was I looking at the right Richard Sullivan? Wait a minute. 1979. Dick... Turpin. Dick Turpin, there it is. Apparently there was a Dick Turpin movie in 1925 also I just saw. Richard Carpenter, Sidney Cole, Paul Knight, Richard O'Sullivan. Let's see. There's a picture of him right here, but that guy's, it can't be, oh, it's a clip, no wonder. Okay, well then I haven't seen a picture of him. What does he look like? Wait a minute.
Known for Cleopatra from 1963, Man About the Home in 1973, Robin's Nest in 1977, and not much else.
Huh. No, I have no idea who this guy is. Well, there he is in this clip. He looks maybe remotely familiar, but if he does, it could very well be the fact that he looks like every other British-type actor that we've seen in the 70s comedies. Yeah, this is a clip apparently from Man About the House. He looks familiar in that ordinary average way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really the best way to describe it. All right, cool. I'll download it later.
So, yeah.
Why not? I'll give anything a shot. Especially if it's a British series. I'll give a British series a try in a heartbeat.
Looks like this dude must have died like in the late 90s.
Oh, did he? Okay. He looked young in 79. Damn.
Born in 1944.
Poor bastard. Damn.
No, no, he hasn't died, but...
Oh, he's not dead. Okay.
He hasn't done anything since 1996.
Oh, shit. Guess he just stepped away from the camera.
Yeah.
Never ended up back in front of it, so... Oops. Interesting.
Has lived in Brinsworth House in Twinkenman, Southwest London.
The Brits have the weirdest
name. Retirement home for actors and entertainment workers following a stroke in 2003. Quit showbiz in the mid-90s. Occasionally does commercials and voiceovers.
I'll be damned. Well, that's why we haven't heard of him then. That's why we're not familiar with him. In shit would be a better way to put it. Would be a nicer way to put it, I guess you'd say. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm fine.
There we go. All right. So, yes, that's done.
Box office?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I've got it pulled up. Looks like, and I had the wrong number when I talked to you a couple days ago. Godzilla King Kong, $80 million this weekend.
Yeah.
Is what it made for the weekend. I had thought I had read $142 million. I must have been thinking about Ghostbusters last
week. Well, that may
have
been international.
Or, maybe that's it. Maybe I was thinking international.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't even come close to 140. Yeah, $80 million for the weekend.
That's still their biggest.
Yeah. Their biggest opening.
Maybe it even beats the first out.
I think you're
first
right.
First one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Ghostbusters in at number two with only $15 million, which really surprised me.
Not really. I think while you and me and other people that were into the Ghostbusters are excited about it, I think the general public's like, meh, whatever.
That could be it. That could be it.
Yeah. Maybe the diehard. I don't think they appreciate Ghostbusters.
Right.
You know, is that movie? Yeah. And I'm sure the female remake did not help.
No, I'm sure. That pissed a lot of people off or soured their milk.
Well, no, I don't think it. Hey, no. The people that pissed off like the new ones.
Right.
It's the people who have no idea what Ghostbusters is.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Because really, if you watch Ghostbusters now.
Yeah.
Even though it's a comedy.
Yeah.
It's not what is deemed a comedy today. You know, in the sense that it's a little bit more not serious, but it's not punch you in the gut, nonstop laughs.
It was a true comedy horror movie.
Yeah.
That had some great elements of comedy.
Yeah.
Had some real good funny stuff, but it was also at the same time, it also served as a very serious, you know, deranged horror story kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's a top comedy recently? I mean, I guess you can call Barbie a comedy.
Okay, yeah, you could say that. Yeah. You could.
I mean, you're talking about audiences that were raised on comedy being Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler and that like.
Yeah.
And the newer comedies aren't. I'm trying to think of a newer comedy.
I can't think of any. A rom-com. I can think of the.
There's all kinds of rom-coms.
Yeah, and there's that real recent one. Everything But You or Anything But You or something that. With Chad from Scream Queens. What is his name? Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Love him. He's great. Made a perfect Chad.
And there was that Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was a funny one. But then you have, I guess, the Super Bads and that kind of stuff. And Ghostbusters just doesn't. Actually, a lot of those comedies from that era don't fit into that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Caddyshack.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maggie, got it. Sorry, put the dog out real quick. He's a dropout.
Let's see. In at number 3, Dune Part 2.
So that's still going.
Yeah, still holding up good too. 11 million. That was the comparison I was making. Ghostbusters only brought in 15, but Dune is in it. It's been out 2 weeks, but Dune's been out 5 weeks, and it's still pulling in 11 million for the weekend. You know, same with Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda's been out for 4 weeks. It came in at number 4 with 10 million.
Well, you're going into Easter weekend too. And a lot of spring break going on.
Kid stuff.
I mean, really, whatever kid movies out there right now.
Right. And Ghostbusters would be considered by most people something that a younger crowd can watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see your average person. Now, Bible thumpers, I could see having a problem with it, you know. Demonic, satanic shit and all that crap. But, your average family, I could see the parents, you know, from that age group from 30 to 50.
That's funny.
50.
The first time I saw Ghostbusters was with a church group.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
All that demon shit. Demons and ghosts.
They knew it wasn't real.
Yeah, I would hope. Yeah. See, the Catholics, when I was a kid, the Catholics would go nuts for that shit. I can't remember what the Messenger. The Catholics had a paper that was printed all across the world. And like one or two articles would be local that were inserted locally in that region specifically to that paper. But it was a pre-existing cut and paste like the templates at our old company for web stuff. but it had this template, and there were always movie reviews, and the church would officially condemn or support various movies. Like when The Exorcist came out, it was immediately condemned by the Catholic Church or church, and it was considered a sin for you to watch it. It was not what we call a mortal sin, but it was what was called a venial sin, which is kind of like a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
It's the best way to put it. It's a misdemeanor. It's not a felonious charge. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's like normal sin with half the calories.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's I used to love that because I'd read it every week. I had a subscription, and you'd get it in the mail every week, and I'd immediately grab to see what movie had been condemned that week and make sure I went out of my way to see whatever it was. Yeah, but when I was actually, by the time I had become an adult, they were still printing that. And I remember when Last Temptation of Christ came out. And I think, I'm pretty sure that was back, what year was Last Temptation of Christ? Wait.
It's anniversary this year, so was it 94?
Was it 94?
2004?
No, 88. It was 88. Yeah, it was 88 because
Last Temptation. I'm thinking of Mel Gibson.
Oh, the Mel Gibson. The what is it called? The Cross of the Christ or the?
No, it wasn't that.
What was it? What was the name of that movie? Passion of Christ. Yeah, Last Temptation. I remember when it came out. Passion of Christ. Yeah. I borrowed back in '88. I borrowed my dad's latest copy of The Messenger, and that's one of the reasons I ran to a theater to see Last Temptation of Christ because did they condemn it? Fiery.
Oh yeah.
Just horrible things they were saying about it. I was like, oh, I gotta see this shit.
And loved it. I saw parts of it.
It really is a great movie. It's a great what if. Maybe this did, maybe this didn't happen kind of thing.
I do remember kind of seeing it. Was like seeing parts of the song. I was like, why are they pissed off about this?
Exactly.
It's like a great what if.
Yeah, it's
Jesus is up on the cross, and you know before he dies, it's like, oh no, we're letting you down.
Yeah.
And you could have this life and be fun doing this. And at the end, no, peace on the cross.
Exactly. And there were so many different ways or different scenarios you could use to describe that step part of the story and what could or couldn't have happened. You know, you could call it a what if. You could call it a this happened and we never knew. You could call it a this happened in the blink of an eye. You could have a, you know, God gave him a chance to walk away. This is what you would have had, you know, and then let him decide and that kind of thing. There's so many different ways to look at that movie.
Yeah.
But Leon, like I say, it's so good. Wow, I don't remember it being that long. 2 hours and 44 minutes.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember it being that long at all. I need to watch that. I've got that on Criterion Blu-ray. I have not seen it.
And Peter Gabriel did the soundtrack for it.
Yeah.
Gabriel did the score. Soundtrack.
Yep. It's got Harry Dean Stanton. It's got, Jesus, who was in that? David Bowie playing Pontius Pilate. Barbara Hershey. Defoe playing Jesus. Verna Bloom. There's Harry Dean. Everybody was in that fucking movie. Had a great damn cast. And, of course, the director, Martin Scorsese. Which...
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of Scorsese. But he's not, as much as a fan I am, there's still a lot of his stuff that I go, nah, I'm not even going to see that. I think The Irishman was the last one, the movie he did for Netflix and released.
I never watched that one.
Yeah, I've never seen it. It's,
yeah.
I've heard it's very mediocre and very run-of-the-mill. And
the
I
last
think
one I saw his was probably Departed.
Departed was good. That was good.
That's a good movie.
I enjoyed that. Aviator was good. Shutter Island. That's the one that still pisses me off. I thought that was the dumbest fucking ending possible to that story. It was just like, and that was a waste of my time. Why did I even watch it? Fuck that shit. His bit, one of his, or if not his biggest movie, I've never seen. And I own it on Blu-ray. I've had it for years.
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver. Never seen.
I never have seen it either.
Yeah. Never. I've always wanted to, but I never seem to think when I go looking for a movie, that one never occurs to me to go, oh, grab that Blu-ray, throw it in, you know.
I never saw Raging Bull either.
Nope, no. I had no interest in seeing Raging Bull, though, because mainly because it was about boxing. Yeah. That was one, yeah, I kind of wrote off as soon as I heard about it. One of these days, I will get around to watching Taxi Driver, I'm sure. Number four.
Speaking about, oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But, okay, go ahead, number four.
Number four, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah.
Which I really want to see. Number five, Immaculate, which I think is the horror movie with Sylvia Sidney. Sylvia Sweeney?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm actually...
Sydney Sweeney, whatever her name is.
Yeah, there you go. That I'm interested in seeing. Arthur the King, the one about the dog, was it number six? Late Night with the Devil, number seven, the one that Rocky keeps bringing up in Late Night Gaming. I really want to see that after seeing the trailer for it, because I'm a huge David Dastmalchian fan. Huge fan. Really want to see that movie. Can't find it. It's not showing anywhere in this area because they released it, if I remember right, they released it theatrically first.
Yeah.
And then it's coming to Shudder, I think mid-April. It shows up on Shudder. So, you know, if I don't go download a copy, I'm going to have to get Shudder for at least, a month.
Yeah.
Just so I can see that damn thing. I don't know. I bet you they release it digitally. I bet they do release it at Vudu and iTunes the same day.
They almost have to.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind. It's probably that'll probably be reasonably priced, like $14.99.
Yeah.
I'd pay that to have a copy in the Vudu. That'd be worth it. Number eight, Tillu Square. No idea what it is. Something new. Yeah. And number nine, Crew. Again, no idea. It's apparently a new release this weekend. Indie, small title. Because it came in at number nine and made $1.5 million in 486 theaters. So, yeah, not wide release at all. And number 10, finally, Imaginary, the horror movie from Blumhouse that I really want to see.
Yeah.
About the imaginary friend that comes back when the girl moves back home and is unhappy with her for leaving. That sounds just goofy enough that I'm like, yeah, I got to see that shit. That sounds like some stupid fun. Yes.
We lost Lou Gossett Jr. this week.
Oh, and that sucks, too. That sucks.
Yep.
Always
and everybody kept
fan.
Talking all these different things, you know, his movies and everything else. Like, nobody mentions Digstown, which is one of your favorites and my favorites.
Yep.
So, like, I was just going through Jim Caviezel's. He was in there, too.
Oh, was he? Okay.
He had a small part in Digstown. That's such a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oliver Platt's hilarious. James Woods.
Yeah.
What's going on with James Woods these days? I'm sure he's still crazy and ranting somewhere, but I just don't keep up with him much anymore.
James pretty much, he likes to bitch about it. And normally a lot of people would go, oh, he's just being a conspiracy nutcase. But it actually is true. He basically got frozen out of Hollywood.
Yeah.
He is so crazy right wing. Conservative, I mean the whack job kind, and bitter. I mean he's just I'm gonna take that back. He's not bitter.
The thing is,
he's a mean motherfucker.
I think the producers are the ones that are keeping him out. The producers in the studio.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't think the actors really give a shit.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, I remember seeing something going on. He was there, and Patton Oswalt was there. He was on stage, and you know while he was talking, dude, I think you're crazy, but dude, I love you.
And that is my attitude towards James Wood. I go, I think you're crazy and you got some wacky fucking beliefs, but you're fucking Jack from John Carpenter's Vampires. You will always be my hero. I'm like, you're one of the coolest, toughest dudes out there, which is really funny because if you actually research his filmography, that was really a weird singular role that he took on. He was not an action hero and had very few roles oriented like his character in Vampires.
If you want to see a real turn of of character.
Yeah.
You can see his acting ability. There's a movie he did with Robert Downey Jr. That was called, where he's a lawyer. He was a hippie lawyer. That did a bunch of pro bono cases, always fighting for the little man, the poor people.
Okay.
What was the name of this movie? It's a good movie.
I don't know.
I remember seeing it. And Robert Downey Jr. is in it with him.
Alexa, what movie did James Woods and Robert Downey Jr. make together? Oh, True Believer.
Yep,
I remember that.
That was a great movie.
True Believer. Wait a minute. I got to look at it. If that's the one I think it is. Let's see. Wouldn't that have been in the 90s?
Yeah.
True Believer.
Yeah, he's mainly known for defending pot people and stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
A lawyer. But then he took on some, you know, Asian kid. And the Asian kid, I want to say, was the bad guy from Karate Kid 2.
All right, I'm looking for it now. Wait a minute. Straight Talk. The Boys, immediate. There it is. Wait, True Believer. Eddie Dodd. Let's see. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. James Woods, Robert Downey, Kurtwood Smith, Charles Hallahan, who played in The Thing, Miguel Fernandez, another one of those weird character actor types that always, he's one of those guys you look at and you go, oh, that guy. You know, he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that
guy,
Yuji Okamoto.
Let's see, who is that? I haven't seen
that was the guy from Karate Kid 2.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right.
Who's been back in, you know, Cobra Kai.
Right, okay. I recognize him. Okay.
He was chosen.
Boy.
He was the guy that they were sent to defend.
I might have to find this movie. There's a copy in fucking Panama.
Luis Guzman.
Luis is in it?
Yeah.
That must have been an early role.
This is early, early, early. We're in 1989.
Holy shit. Damn. Yeah, I barely remember this movie. I barely remember it, but I barely remember it. Defending drug dealers transform.
I remember being really good.
8-year-old murder case. Yeah, I'm going to have to find this. Is it in the voodoo? Let's see. Before I just, oh my God, what was Robert Downey, 18? I just caught a picture of him.
Oh, no, dude, he was young.
What was he, 18?
I mean, I figured 89, he had to be 22, 23.
Holy shit. Let's see.
He was born in 65, so 85, been 20, 24 years old.
No.
Probably 23.
We do not have it in the voodoo, and it's, y'all want $14 for it? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's got to be available streaming somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Wait, hold on. JustWatch.com. Just Watch. True Believer. There it is. Let's see. Apple TV. It is on. Wait a minute. It's not available for. Okay, wait a minute. It says in one column, it says True Believer is not available for free. But in the other column, it says. No, rent. Okay, there it is. Rent for $3.99. No, it is not available on streaming. No. It is not anywhere. Which, of course, means we know where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's there. True Believer. Book. Music video. TV show. Movie. How many people are on it? Oh, no Cedars. This may be harder to find than I think. Oh, wait. Nope. There it is. Okay. I'll get it later on today. Yeah. I'll pull it down, throw it up. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Along with Dick Turpin. Once I can get that download going. So, I think.
I think we're about the end?
I think we're about at the end.
Yeah.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah,
we've covered it all.
We are done for this week then.
Anything else to throw in? There has not been a lot of entertainment news.
No.
Not really.
There's been a lot of clickbait.
Yeah, there you go. Good way to put it. A lot of clickbait.
Yeah, it's
yes.
like I kept seeing, Deadpool taking out of the MCU. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yes.
And I would read through the article like, this is just clickbait. This didn't tell me anything.
Exactly. Don't you love that shit?
I know. It's like,
Oh, there is one thing I wanted to point out. Let's see. No. No, there we go. Close. I want the fucking... Wait a minute. Unfrosted. There is a movie coming out. And I don't remember what service it is. It's either Apple. No, I think it's Apple. I think it's going to come out on Apple TV. Directed by Jerry Seinfeld. It's the history of the Pop-Tart. I don't know how real or fake it is. It's a comedy.
It's got Melissa McCarthy in it?
Yeah, it's got McCarthy and...
I keep seeing pictures pop up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't read the article.
Yeah. Apparently, it comes from one of his stand-up bits about Pop-Tarts that he does in his stage act and did on his podcast, which is called Smartless. I think it's Smartless.
Well, he's doing his own. I didn't know he had a podcast.
Yeah, he's got a podcast apparently. So
everybody has a podcast.
I was going to say everybody's got a podcast. Well, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. It may not be his podcast.
Oh.
It says came from one of his stand-up bits, as he said from the podcast Smartless. So no, maybe he doesn't have his own. He does kind of when you really get down to it with that whole what is it? Coffee.
Comedians and cars getting coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. Comedians and cars getting coffee. Yeah. I'd basically consider that a video podcast.
Yeah.
Hell,
yeah.
When you really get down to it. By the way, quick side note, as I sit here and run video in this window, I didn't realize that it was running muted. If anybody, specifically Russell and Callum, if you guys hear any stuttering to this show or the last one, do me a favor and let me know, because I've suddenly out of the nowhere.
By the audio, not us.
Yeah, by the audio, not us. Yeah. I definitely stutter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, I'm doing it now. Let us know if there's any kind of stuttering, because for some reason my system seems to have developed in certain situations some kind of a stutter. And
I think it's the Adobe.
It may be the Adobe. It very well may
be. I know it's the Adobe.
Have you had it happen before?
Yep, especially with that version.
Okay. But it's the thing
I deal
is,
with that problem at work all the time. I can't figure out, and I've researched everything else, cannot figure out why.
See, it's happening for me when I'm not using Adobe, though.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem is it's happening like, I'll run a video and start another video halfway through running that one and then end up shutting them both down. But while one of them is running, suddenly music is playing off Spotify will start going in like this and it'll start stuttering like hell. And I've never had that problem before. I've been able to play.
Maybe it's the age of your computer.
It could be. It very well could be.
It's no longer keeping up with the updates.
Yeah. In the past, I've had problem playing two or three audio sources at a time, but now it seems to be becoming a problem, shall we say.
Becoming. I pulled up my iPad Air 2.
Nice.
Hadn't used it in a while. Well, today. It still works. Something else.
Yeah.
Slow as shit.
Damn.
Yeah. You pull up anything, it's just like,
Yep.
Yeah.
All you need is one faster device, and that ruins you for any previous devices.
Well, I mean, you can just tell. No, they just updated things so much, it just takes forever to load now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I mean, no, because every Apple device is all pretty much ran the same way.
Yeah.
When I first got it, I'm not really going, oh my gosh, it's so lightning fast. And I've never caught myself doing that, except in cases where shit got so old that it took forever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a ongoing problem is the fact that, as each new OS comes out, a little bit more, it leaves, the previous chips behind. In optimization and speed.
I wonder what OS I'm even running on this thing now.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's no longer supported.
Oh, it's not? Okay. Well, you're probably running, what are we up to now, 18? You're probably running, I'd bet, knowing the age of that, either 16 or 17. You're running either the last OS or the one right before that. Is what my money is
about.
But if you have
12.57
iOS 12.
Oh, it's iPad Air. It's not iPad Air 2. It's the iPad Air.
Oh, it's the old iPad. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
First generation.
Yeah, you're way out of date. I've got an iPad. I think it's like a third gen, or second or third gen upstairs. Same thing. It's so far out of date. I think it's running either 12 or 13. And
I'd love to buy a new one, but you know what? I just bought a grill that was really expensive. So
there you go.
Fuck that.
Exactly.
I'll use my phone and computer.
iPads are one of those things that they're incredibly useful, and I think everybody should have one. But if you're not the type who will use it constantly, then it's pointless for you to have one.
Yeah.
Because they cost so much. That, like I say, it's not a device if you're only going to use occasionally that you should
if
have.
If you're going to surf and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a Chromebook.
Yeah, there you go. Get a Chromebook. But if you're going to use apps, if you're going to surf, if you're going to email, if you're going to want to do Zoom or FaceTime or any of that shit, then yeah, iPads can be incredibly useful. I use mine constantly, and mine is not OS out of date, but mine is out of date. I think I'm like two hardware revisions behind what the normal current one is.
Yeah.
I figure I've had this one, I think, about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring within about a year, maybe two, I'll go ahead and replace it. Though I'm not really worried about it. I didn't know. I don't know if you've ever heard this. You know, AppleCare, it was a two-year thing. You pay a stock price, it's 2 years. Well, apparently you can extend that nowadays. Like my phone, I bought the month-to-month plan. It's like $10. The month-to-month AppleCare plan. And it just rolls on. It doesn't stop at 2 years. I have AppleCare on both the iPads, hers and mine. Those are maybe three and a half years old now. They just charge me monthly. It's like $5 per pad. So they're still under warranty. So if I start having bad storage out of the battery or any problems with it, I can still get it replaced. That's new. They never did that before. It used to be, you bought an Apple Health or Apple Care plan. It lasted 2 years, and that was it. They expected you to have replaced the new device at that point.
Yeah.
The old device with a newer one. Yeah, apparently no. That's not the case now. You can keep your fucking Apple Care going on forever, which I am all fucking about. I like my pad. I just want it to be fixed if it breaks or if that battery starts running down. And that battery does. I ought to check the battery health on that in the OS. I ought to check that. I wonder how slow it is, how underpowered or short-powered that battery is. I wonder. I'll have to check that. Man, I'll do that. I'll just write a note here and stick it in my pocket. All right. There we go. Now, when I go upstairs, I'll reach in my pocket for a Kleenex and hit a piece of paper and go, "What the fuck is this? Oh, check this. Go do that." Yeah, it'll remind me. Okay, I'm rambling now.
Yep, we're done. Yep. So until next week, have yourselves a good one.
Yep.
Donate, leave a comment, review on the show. You know all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Real quick question, though, before we leave.
Yes.
Have you noticed this with your iPhone?
Yeah.
That when you hit the back button real quick, it starts recording shit?
No.
On text?
No.
Oh, no. I've recently had these things where I'll answer a text and hit back. Or hit something else, and it'll want to start voice recording.
Let's see.
I don't know why.
Let's see.
I have no idea what's going on with this.
Back. No? No, not doing anything for me. That's weird. Huh.
I wonder if it's in Google somewhere. I'm going to ask. My iPhone.
Wait.
Recording.
Okay. There is a. On the right hand side of the text entry box, there's a mic, and if you tap that's not it.
That's not it.
Okay. Well, that's weird. I never noticed that before. That's new. Huh. Cool. Well, I just discovered something new about the OS for texting. Most excellent. Most excellent. Huh. There's always some new shortcut or some new button to figure out on any iOS device.
Oh, here we go. This is in Apple. This is back in April
2023. Yeah.
Why does my phone record text when I have not pushed the microphone button? Most every time I text on my phone, after I'm finished, I've sent the text, I realize my phone is starting a new reply and is recording. That's, you know, what's happening with me.
Okay.
So most of the time I have to delete it. Apple service me. Close the messages app and relaunch it. Refresh things by restarting your phone.
Oh, so it's a bug?
Back up your device. What?
They're recommending a reset.
Yeah.
Total reset.
The thing is, I've reset several times. It keeps popping back up.
Oh, that's weird. That's a bug I had not been aware of until now. Huh. Hadn't heard of that one at all. Wow. Damn. Cool.
Yeah, it's been going on since April of last year.
Okay.
Something else likely related to a feature called voice control.
Wow. So be aware, people.
Yeah.
If you've been having that behavior, now you know.
Yeah, let us know. All right.
Yeah.
So, all right, we are done. So until next week, have yourselves a good one. We'll talk later on.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mullify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.